Stadium down I-95 in Wilmington, Delaware, where we blink. Probably we just started this series the other day. It's already Sunday. We came down here on Tuesday. Cyclones lost the opener and then won back-to-back contests, but Brooklyn has dropped the last two games and headed into this finale trying to salvage a series split and hang in there, because right now this is a situation where the Cyclones are playing game 42 of 66. Sitting in second place behind Hudson Valley, behind by a half game. Meanwhile, Wilmington coming up from behind at 3.5 games back of now first place Hudson Valley. This is the last game of this series. And then next week, six straight against the Renegades. A lot of people in the league think that next week will decide it, whether it'll be Brooklyn or Hudson Valley that kind of jumps ahead for good as we come down the stretch. Again, game 42 of 66. In the second half. Cyclones, however, while the rest of us, the media, get a chance to look ahead to next week, the Cyclones are looking ahead to this game coming up at 105. And Wilmington has had their number all year long. They are happy that this is the last time they're coming down here where it's not been so much fun. Wilmington does come to Maimonides Park the end of August into early September. That's the last home week of the 22 slate for the Cyclones. But Wilmington has won 12 of the 20 against the Cyclones, and this week has a chance to win 4 out of 6. So Brooklyn coming into today kind of desperately needing a sweep, a little bit of momentum, good juju before next week. Luis Moreno makes the start today. He did not pitch on Tuesday. A lot of times you see that Sunday starter, the Tuesday starter, but Moreno did not get the start. He actually pitched twice last week against Winston-Salem. The guy that does get the bookend start this week is Wilmington's left-hander Mitchell Parker, who is one of the top 30 prospects in the organization for Washington. Parker comes in at number 18 on that list. And we saw him on Tuesday kind of hang in there. He ended up giving up one run over five, which looked pretty good by the time the dust settled. But early attack for the Cyclones offense. They actually collected eight hits against Mitchell Parker, one of his kind of worst hit outputs of the year. The Cyclones could not get that big hit, which was really kind of puzzling. They ended up leaving a ton of men on base in Tuesday's game. 10 of them, and Wilmington won that game 9-3 with, again, those five late runs in the eighth inning on Tuesday night. So that was a closer game than maybe the final score would indicate, and the Cyclones are hoping today they can kind of figure out Mitchell Parker, who dominated them on Tuesday night. Speaking of those late innings, yesterday was another situation this week where the Cyclones, in a loss, playing a close game, give up a big, fat inning to Wilmington that ends up costing them. Yesterday, taking a 2-0 lead into the bottom of the sixth, and Nathan Lavender, who is pitching in his second inning of relief, gave up the first four batters of the inning to get on base. Single, single, walk, single. He couldn't stop the bleeding at all. All the four runners that got on came in, and in the blink of an eye, Wilmington reversed that 2-0 deficit and won the game 4-2. So Luis Rivera, you'll hear from him in the pregame show coming up in just a moment. He's not happy right now with how his bullpen has been pitching, especially in these close games. You give up a run, give up two runs, make it a tight one. If you're just losing the game in one inning and that's that, not very fun. So the Cyclones going into this game, sending out Moreno, Wilmington sending out Mitchell Parker. This Wilmington team is desperate to try to get this victory today because they need to continue their climb towards that top spot of the North Division. So as I said, Luis Rivera joining us on the pregame show coming up. We'll take a look down on the farm and get set for starting lineups and first pitch from Frawley Stadium for the final time in 2022 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
That second table right there.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Welcome back to Wilmington. It is Sunday, so as always, we chat with the manager, Luis Rivera, getting ready for the series finale between the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Wilmington Blue Rocks, 105 at Frawley Stadium. So, Skip, been of a kind of a weird series. Whoever wins seems to win big in this series. So, what have you noticed over the last five games?
Well, in our end, the pitching hasn't been that effective for us, especially the relievers. We have been having a little bit of trouble throwing strikes, and also offensively, we haven't been hitting like we hit last week. I think we're chasing a little bit around the zone, and that's why we're not coming through with big hits.
It seems to be one big inning for the relievers. What have you seen from that? How do you fix that? I mean, what goes into that?
I don't know. I think I talked to them yesterday after the game. I think it's lack of concentration and preparation. At this time of the season in August, you know, they should supposed to be ready. And already have been through those situations, tough situations, and they should be ready for that situation. That's what I'm saying. It has to be lack of preparation and concentration.
It's a little bit surprising because in April, May, June, these guys seem like they were handling those situations. What do you think is changed or contributed to that?
I honestly don't know. I think, like I say, like a preparation, that some of them, they might be getting tired. You know, it's the end of the season, but, you know, that's why it's very important for them to take care of themselves well, do all the strength and conditioning, hydrate themselves, rest, because this season is long. And some guys, they get tired, you know. But like I say, it has to be with preparation. Preparation and concentration, yeah.
Yesterday we did see Christian Scott, though, make his high A debut. Mets number 25 prospect. Four scoreless. What did you notice from him?
He was really good. He was attacking the strike zone, good command. His secondary pitches were really good. He has a good slider and a split. He pitched really well for us. It's just that he had like a pitch count, and he just threw four innings, but he was throwing really, really, really well.
Yeah, we've noticed a lot of the pitchers that come up from St. Lucie, some of the new arms that have been brought into the Mets organization through the draft, at least last year. I mean, things look pretty good on the pitching side for the Mets for the future.
Yes, yes. All the new additions that we have from the starters that came from St. Lucie, they're really good pitchers. You know, we lost two in the chain, in the trade. But, yeah, all of the rest are really good pitchers, young. And I think, yes, for the near future, we're going to have a really good pitching staff. And they're doing a good job here so far.
So today you have a chance to split the series, three games apiece, and you're taking on Mitchell Parker again, who your offense saw on Tuesday, had eight hits and just one run allowed. What do you think the difference might be today to get the bats going even more?
Oh, we just finished doing the advanced meeting. He throws a lot of fastballs. I think that we need to be ready for the fastball. I know his fastball has a lot of right, good vertical break, but it doesn't mean that we have to chase that pitch on top of the zone. He likes to throw that fastball on top of the zone that most of the time is a ball. And at time we chase those pitches up there and we get ourselves out. We strike out chasing those pitches on top of the zone. So that's one of the things we talked in the advanced meeting, to make him bring the ball down and be ready for the fastball. Last time he threw 60 fastball against us, 18 curveball. So most of the time he throws fastball. So you just got to be ready to hunt the fastball.
Last night the offense just a little bit quiet. You know, what were you noticing from the third base coaching box watching those ABs?
Chasing. We're chasing around the strike zone. Like, we're not being patient enough to get a good pitch to drive. We have been chasing. This pitching staff, they throw a lot around the strike zone, and we are doing what they want. Like, we're chasing. We're getting ourselves out, and, you know, we have to be patient. All the good hitters, all the good teams that they can hit, they're patient and they wait for their pitch.
This is a big game going into the series next week with Hudson Valley, a lot on the line, half game out of first place. So how much does this game contribute to some momentum you could build for next week?
Yes, very important. I think if, you know, winning, having a good game, we will bring better momentum for the next week series against Hudson Valley. But, you know, we take things day by day. So whatever the outcomes today, we're going to go and give our 100% against Hudson Valley. So,
Luis, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll have more next from Frawley Stadium as we get set for the 105 First Pitch on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Almost
set for first pitch at Frawley Stadium. Our pregame show continues on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Keith Brand with you on a Sunday afternoon underneath a Delaware blue sky overhead. And we'll take a look down on the farm just ahead of starting lineups. Last night, of course, the Mets with a big win, 1-0. Edwin Diaz shutting the door down with runners at second and third in the ninth inning to beat Philadelphia to even the series. Today, the Mets wrap up that three-game set against the Phillies. It's Chris Bassett against former Met Zach Wheeler at 140. The Mets into this game this afternoon at 74-40, which the Mets phenomenal. 34 games over 500, but only 5.5 ahead of Atlanta. Atlanta is the team that will never, ever, ever go away. And so the Mets doing what they can, but trying to stave off the Braves. At AAA, they wrap up the series today against the Buffalo Bisons. That's the affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. And yesterday for AAA Syracuse, an 8-1 loss. Mark Vientos, though, has hit safely in 7 of his past 8, checking in on him. He was 3-for-4 yesterday. Brett Beatty, so far after a quiet first game at AAA on Tuesday, has really started to pick it up. He's getting on about 45% of the time. And if his on-base percentage is .455 at AAA for an extended period of time, that wouldn't be surprising. It'd just be amazing. That's Brett Beatty to a T. So today again, 105 first pitch. Double A Binghamton lost to Altoona in a tight one yesterday, 3-1. Very low scoring game. This was a day after Binghamton shut out Altoona. That's the Pittsburgh Pirates affiliate. Tommy Hunter, one scoreless inning in the first game of his rehab assignment. Wyatt Young had a single and an RBI. He also walked. And Harold Gonzalez made his first double-A start since July of 2019. Lasted 4 innings and gave up a run. Today, the finale of that series, Alex Valverde on the mound against Altoona at 105. Binghamton into that game at 40-66. And last night, the only winner in the minor league organization, it always seems to be the little baby Mets down at low A in the Florida State League. St. Lucie beat Clearwater last night, beat them bad, 8-1. And some good performances from some big players. Justin Guerrero, who was with the Cyclones for a little bit, got the call up, hit a home run up here, didn't quite handle it very well, so went back down to St. Lucie. He homered last night. So did Raul Berasierta, who was not just a home run champion last night, and had a double, another single, 3 total RBIs. In August, Berasierta hitting .356. And one of the newbies drafted out of Kentucky this year, third baseman Chase Estep, hit his first professional home run, a solo shot, added another single and an RBI later on to help St. Lucie with the victory. And good news that the guy who started the game yesterday, Josh Walker, maybe he didn't start the game, he came on in relief, but a starter, Josh Walker, threw 27 pitches in relief and lasted 2 1/3. Josh last year started as the Brooklyn opening day arm, went to double-A, went to triple-A, finished just a step away from the major leagues. Coming into this year, he felt like Josh was going to maybe break camp with the team as a reliever or at least start a triple-A and be ready. And Josh got hurt again. He's had a career filled with injury. Great guy, former Brooklyn Cyclone. And once again, as we say very much, very often, Josh Walker working his way back from injury. So today that series begins at, wraps up at 12 o'clock. That's the first pitch today at Clearwater for St. Lucie, who is a Mets minor league best, 63-43. It's time for the starting lineups brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn, near Barclays Center, located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan. Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. For the Brooklyn Cyclones, come in at 23-18, a half game behind the Hudson Valley Renegades for second place in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. Matt Rudick leads off. He'll play right field today. William Lugo hits second. He's playing third. Alex Ramirez, the Mets' number 4 prospect. He's in center field this afternoon, batting third. Jose Peroza, who slammed his 6th home run of the year last night, will bat cleanup today. He had a ball 404 feet. Last night off Lucas Knowles, and he's at shortstop today. Sherbin getting the day off. DH Stanley Consuegra bats 5th, followed by the catcher Jose Mena hitting 6th. Joe Swazi at first base batting seventh. And the bottom two guys in the order, Jalen Palmer in left field today batting eighth. And the second baseman, Gregory Guerrero, getting the start, batting ninth. Brooklyn started today, Luis Moreno pitching for the first time this week. Last time he threw at this ballpark was also a Sunday start for him. And that one didn't go quite as well as the one he'd like to have this afternoon. So one more time for Brooklyn, who mentioned 23 and 18, but overall 53 and 54. Matt Rudick leads off. He's in right. Lugo at third. Ramirez in center. Peroza at short. Consuegra the DH. Mena the catcher. Swazi at first. Palmer in left. And Guerrero at second base. Now for the Wilmington Blue Rocks, managed by Mario Lison, first former Blue Rock player to manage the team. I wonder where we've heard that before. Luis Rivera, the same can be said for him with the Brooklyn Cyclones. So Mario's team now 20 and 21, 3.5 back of Hudson Valley. So that means only 3 back of Brooklyn for its second place. These guys are fourth in the South Division of the, the North Division of the South Atlantic League. Ricardo Mendez leads off. He's in left. Jose Sanchez bats second. He's at third. Then it's the Nationals' number one prospect, Robert Hassel, the third. He's in center field today, batting in the three spot. Onyx Vega, I've only seen a little bit of Onyx, but when he's out there, he's always trouble. Onyx hitting cleanup and doing the catching. Yasiel Antuna DHing, batting fifth. The right fielder, Kevin Stroshine, hits sixth. And the bottom three, Drew Mendoza at first, hitting seventh. Cole Daly gets the start today, batting eighth. And Yoanda Rivero, the shortstop, bats ninth. With Tuesday's starter back in to try to bookend Wilmington to a series victory. That is big lefty, 6'5", Mitchell Parker. One more time for the Washington affiliate. Mendez in left, Sanchez at third. Hassel in center, Vega the catcher, Antuna the DH. Stroshine in right, Mendoza at first, Daly at second, and Rivero at short. Today they are celebrating first responders in the area. So we got to the field today and we saw 5 cop cars, a canine unit, and the lights on, and we went, oh boy. Turns out they were here for a photo op, so that was pretty good. That's always better than when they're here not for a photo op, looking for somebody. And so we saw today some canines working out right in front of the first row behind home plate, getting the show. And we saw some Jeeps and trucks on the field today. So enjoying a little day in the community today at Wilmington's Frawley Stadium. The umpires have just emerged from the tunnel. It's Nicholas Mull, the home plate umpire, and the best name in the minor leagues, Denver Dangerfield, as the base umpire today. JT Shaw, who was Dangerfield's partner in crime earlier in the week, remember he got hit in the quad with a sharp line drive. He stayed in the game, but we haven't seen him since. And so it's been Nicholas Mull ever since. And Mull, the last time he was behind home plate, he threw out Mario Lison. I think Mull's a local college umpire, and so Lison on a play at home plate didn't like the call of the game that his team eventually won and was chest to chest with Nicholas Mull. So the lineup exchange going on right now at home plate. The Rocks today wearing their white pants with navy blue top. Rocks written across the chest, trimmed in aqua green with a baby blue hat and a, well, I guess the manager has the baby blue hat. There we go. The baby blue hat and the navy blue brim. Meanwhile, the Cyclones in their classic road uniforms, navy hat matching the color of the sleeves, with a Mets patch on the right arm, the number in navy blue on the back, and BKLYN written across the chest. It is a much cooler day today than it was on Tuesday and Wednesday when we got in here. The heat wave finally broke. It is 80 degrees at first pitch. It was actually 69 degrees when we woke up this morning, so it's a little bit cold today in Wilmington, but a really comfortable day to sit in the sunshine and sit back and watch a ball game. We'll take one more break, but when we get back from Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, it is the finale of the Brooklyn Cyclones and Wilmington Blue Rocks. It's all coming your way next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
In a galaxy not so far away, the Brooklyn Cyclones bring you Star Wars Night at Maimonides Park. Come down to Coney Island on August 20th as we celebrate all things Star Wars. The first 1,500 fans will receive an out-of-this-world Star Wars jersey. Plus, we wrap up the night with a post-game lightsaber battle and fireworks at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets. Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one into right. Down the line, it is gone. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Look it up, Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well. Left field.
And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez, he ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness, this is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it.
Looking by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
And I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. This afternoon, the Cyclones, the high A affiliate of the New York Mets, wraps up a six-game series against the Washington Nationals high A affiliate, the Wilmington Blue Rocks. On a gorgeous Sunday afternoon from Delaware, we say hello to you in happy Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. Keith Rad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones radio network. 80 degrees, a really nice rendition of the national anthem. They're celebrating their first responders today, so the bagpipes are out in full force. And a beautiful national anthem by a young lady named Mackenzie Taylor, who was here on Wednesday and had
as we would say, an 80-grade anthem on Wednesday, and today was probably about a 79.5 grade on that scouting scale. So today the Cyclones see Mitchell Parker again. It is actually the ninth time in Mitchell's career that he faces the Brooklyn Cyclones. So he's done it a lot over the past 2 years. Drafted in the COVID year, fifth-round pick of Washington in 2020. He was selected out of San Jacinto Junior College. Four starts against Brooklyn last year. And this year, saw them in June. Pitched against Aberdeen last week, but gave up one run over 5 1/3 against the Cyclones on Tuesday. And Brooklyn looking to just kind of figure him out today. One run over 5 1/3, that's kind of the end result. But eight hits, the Cyclones hit him pretty well. And you heard Luis Rivera talk about in the pregame show today, Parker threw him a lot of fastballs. And this is a game where a lot of teams just focus on get fastballs, get in fastball counts, and kind of sell out for it. And the Cyclones weren't quite selling out enough for it. They were chasing too much. And Parker's, he's a smart kid. I wonder today if he, because he was so fastball heavy on Tuesday and it worked, maybe today he doesn't do the same exact thing, but messes around with Brooklyn a little bit and goes with the junk in this finale. So a throw down by Onyx Vega. Parker and the boys are ready to go defensively. And Matt Rudick, adjusting his batting gloves, walks through the green grass and around the umpire into the lefty batter's box to get us set for a Sunday matinee. Again, 80 degrees, I-95 out in left field, elevated above the left field wall. Cars going up and down, north and south. There's always a lot of movement at this ballpark. Rudick stands in, having a phenomenal series. Lefty against lefty. Parker, big hit, 6-5. Gets the sign from Vega, and his first pitch of the game is across the outside corner at 92 miles an hour, and we are off and running. Rudick hitting at 221, three homers, 17 RBIs, 356 on base. Parker separates and offers the 0-1, and it drops off the plate to even the count of the ball and a strike. Well, Matt, last four games, 8 for 17 in the series. Been phenomenal. Parker is 1-1. Popped up and into the crowd, third base side. 1-2. Mitchell comes in at 90-93. Big curveball. Change up. He's a big lefty. Reminds me a lot of Andy Pettit. I don't know if that's because they both went to the same school, San Jacinto Junior College, but just a big lefty. He kind of emulates Andy's windup. 1-2. Fouled back. Now the fastball up. Now hitting is hard. It's hard, but it's also very simple. If hitting is so hard, you got to find the right pitch, guess right, and handle the fastball. If you can't handle the fastball, you could be in trouble. And Parker puts it on a tee sometimes. 1-2. Missed up. Another heater. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parker's ERA is 2.35. His FIP is about a run higher at 3.67. Sometimes his walks get him in some hot water. 2-2 to Rudick. Matt cuts and misses. And guess what? The heater up in the zone. And it's a strikeout to start the afternoon for Mitchell Parker. Behind him today, Ricardo Mendez plays in left field under the line score. Robert Hassel a third in center field. Kevin Strohschein just in front of the Wilmington bullpen in right. In the infield, third to first, Jose Sanchez, Yoana Rivero, Cole Daly, and Drew Mendoza. One out for William Lugo. Pitch. Righty takes a fastball at the knees. Nothing in one. Lugo's played every game this week since the call-up from St. Lucie. 4 for 19 with a 3.48 on base. 0-1. Fastball missed up. That's a ball and a strike. 20-year-old from the Dominican Republic, helping St. Lucie win the division in the first half. And got the late mid-August call-up to high A. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Strike two. Now, the reason why Mitchell Parker is so tough to handle and might not stray from the fastball after all. It's because it has a lot of ride, as they say. Lefty's 1-2. Soft change outside. Lugo takes, and it's 2-2. Now, ride in this equation means the ball kind of rises on you. So it starts at a plane, and then by the time you swing at it, it moves up. 2-2. Fastball ripped to second base. Daly fields on one hop, spins and throws to first. What a play. As a scorcher, 103 miles an hour off the bat. And Daly, to his left, put the glove down between his leg and the grass and just kind of caught it and then fell onto his glove, spun, and threw to first. So Lugo hit it pretty hard. Cyclones, while they have not had all the wins they want in this series, I felt like they've had some tough luck as well. Here's Alex Ramirez with two outs. First pitch. Fouls back the fastball. Strike one. I guess every team kind of says that. But at the end of the day, if you feel like you're getting hard-hit balls, can't really be too upset. You just expect that they'll fall for you. The 0-1. Changeup missed low, and Ramirez has a one-ball, one-strike count. No score, top of the first. Two quick outs for Mitchell Parker. Ramirez at 270 with five homers, 23 RBIs, and a 328 on-base percentage. 1-1. Foul back. Fastball in on his hands. 1-2. Two hits last night for Ramirez. Brooklyn just two runs last night. Three runs for the past two games. After winning big on Wednesday and Thursday, looking for some answers today. 1-2. Popped into center. Hassel in and now back on it. Robert has a beat on it and makes the catch to end the inning. Parker has a 1-2-3 frame. Cyclones don't score. Bloomington coming to bat in the bottom of the first in front of this home Delaware crowd. We're back after this on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Looking for a great way to start your weekend? Try Friday nights at Maimonides Park. All season long, Friday Cyclones home games will feature discounted alcoholic beverages like $6 24-ounce domestic beers and more to jumpstart your time away from the office. Plus, everyone in attendance gets a post-game trip around the bases. It's a home run. Make it a Friday night in Brooklyn with the Cyclones.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night. A night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Home half of the first inning. Here comes Wilmington to the plate. Blue Rocks wake up today. Chance to win the series and continue that kind of dark horse climb to potentially a division title. So they face Luis Moreno today, and the Blue Rocks, 3.5 back of first place Hudson Valley. Cyclones a half game back. Aberdeen sits in that three spot. Ricardo Mendez leads off. Luis Moreno on the mound this afternoon. First pitch ready to lefty. Missed inside. Ball one. Mendez at 235. The on-base at 299. Ricardo has hit five home runs and driven in 39. 1-0. Fastball fouled back at home plate. Got a piece of the umpire, Nicholas Mull. Now he steps out from behind home towards the righty batter's box, kicking that right leg out. Jose Mena, the catcher, just making sure he's all good to go. Moreno gets the sign. Shadow cast across his face with the hat, the 1-1. Slider missed low, ball two. Beautiful day today in Wilmington, 80 degrees. Kind of a light breeze, not enough to move the flags, but it's a little something. 2-1. High fly to deep right.
This sends Rudick back at the track. Rudick near the fence, backpedaling and makes the catch. Matt makes the grab right in front of that Wilmington bullpen. And Mendez with a long flyout to start the game. Rudy's in right today. Alex Ramirez man center field. Jalen Palmer in left. Joe Swazi at first. Gregory Guerrero plays second base. It's Jose Peroza playing short. William Lugo at third. And Jose Mena catching. No score, one out, bottom one. Pitch to Jose Sanchez. Slider swoops off the plate. 1-0. Sanchez at 263. 5 homers, 39 RBIs. And a 352 on base percentage. 1-0. Fastball knee high. In for a strike. Moreno coming in at that patented 94 miles an hour. Looking for a good start against Wilmington. One of his clunkers at high A was against these guys. 1-1. Breaking ball down and out. Ball two. Sanchez on 2 out of 4 last night. Single, a walk, and a run scored. 4-2 Blue Rocks victory yesterday. Take a 3-2 series lead. Moreno's 2-1. It's up and in for ball three. Infield is back. There's a space in left center field. Ramirez playing well into right center. 3-1. Fouled back on 95. And it's 3-2. Moreno's third outing at high A after back-to-back outings over 1 week against Aberdeen. Pitched on the road for the first time here. It was a Sunday game in June and gave up a high 5 runs in 4 2/3 innings. 3-2. Breaking ball looped in the air to left, not deep. Palmer back. Eyes to the sky, raises the glove and makes the catch. Two flyouts induced by Moreno. Luis coming into this one. 25% strikeout rate. 6% walk rate. The FIP at 3.54. Last two outings, which were last week against Winston-Salem, not great. Moreno's been really good. Those were kind of head-scratchers. Here's Robert Hassel. First pitch. He cracks one back to the mound. Moreno knocks it down, recovers, and picks it up in the grass to throw to first for the out. Hassel was at 8 for 34 and now 8 for 35 through 10 games with Wilmington. A 1-2-3 for Moreno, two flyouts and a ground out. And we're done with one frame from Frawley Stadium. We go to the second, no score, between Brooklyn and Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
So on this Sunday matinee, both starters have 1-2-3 first innings. And now it's Mitchell Parker for take two. We go to the top of the second from Frawley. Keith Rad with you for the Frawley finale before next week's humongous series against Hudson Valley. We're actually only home for 12 more games this year. Starting to count the number of series that we have left on one hand. Two more at home, two more on the road, and then, well, I guess then it's football season. But this is going to be a nice last couple weeks. Certainly going to be tense as Brooklyn sits a half game out of a playoff spot with just a ton of games left to play. In the second, Jose Peroza leads off. It's Peroza, Consuegra, and Mena. Three righties against the lefty. New Mexico native, Mitchell Parker. Peroza stands in, slight open stance. Bobs that gray bat on his shoulder. And the first pitch. Fastball ripped down the right field line, but foul. Soaring over towards the street for strike one. Next week, by the way, when we are home, Friday night, big fireworks Friday, Oktoberfest. So celebrating Oktoberfest in August. Should be a big one on Friday night. The 0-1. Breaking ball tapped towards the shortstop. Rivera to his left. Can't get to it. And it bounds into center field for a base hit. So Peroza stays red hot. He's hitting a 234 overall. Six homers and 34 RBIs. On base at 323. But for Peroza, the on-base streak continues. Either a walk or a hit. Most of the time a hit. But that's 15 straight games that Peroza has reached base. Had a home run yesterday and sets the table for Stanley Consuegra in the second. Parker to the plate. Fastball strike on the inner half. Mitchell has been phenomenal with the strikes. 18 of them. 18 pitches, I should say, 13 in the zone. Slide step, 0-1. Fastball missed up, and it's a ball and a strike. Consuegra down to 219. On base at 296. Treading water a little bit this week. Looking for a breakout game just to get back to his himself. 1-1. Fouled back to the net in front of the first row. Strike two. Consuegra with three homers and 13 RBIs. Joined the team on July 4th. Peroza leads at first. Parker staring him down. 1-2. Caught on and missed. And Consuegra chases the high fastball. It's Parker's second strikeout. That was 92 up and away. This brings up the righty catcher, Jose Mena. No score, top of the second inning from Frawley Stadium. From the belt, pitch. Fastball ripped down the left field line. Mendez over towards the corner and makes the catch. Now, Mena got a good piece of it. It just stayed up and on a line, and Mendez tracked it easily. Nowhere to go for Peroza. Mena was at 235. Six homers, 28 ribbies. And now with two down, here's the righty first baseman, Joe Swazi. Swazi marches into the batter's box. Parker leans in, left arm dangling. And now straightens and stands tall. First pitch, breaking ball, strike one. He's really stayed true to that fastball approach. And starts Swazi off with his first breaking ball to open up an at-bat. Small lead for Jose at first. 0-1. Fastball popped up towards center field. Daly, the second baseman, goes out, fighting the sun, calls for it, and makes the snag. Peroza singles, but he hangs out at first base. Cyclones can't get anything going with a leadoff base runner. We're done with 1.5 on a Sunday finale from Delaware. Wilmington and Brooklyn scoreless on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Looking for a great way to start your weekend? Try Friday nights at Maimonides Park. All season long, Friday Cyclones home games will feature discounted alcoholic beverages like $6 24-ounce domestic beers and more to jumpstart your time away from the office. Plus, everyone in attendance gets a post-game trip around the bases. It's a home run
Make it a Friday night in Brooklyn with the Cyclones.
On a gorgeous day for a ball game on the East Coast, we go to the bottom of the second inning from Wilmington, Delaware. No score. Blue Rocks come to the plate for the second frame against right-hander Luis Moreno. Dominican righty had a 1-2-3 first inning. Moreno always has a ton of fun. He's a bit of the class clown, but also super serious sometimes. I'll explain. First pitch to Onyx Vega. Catcher breaks his back, rounds it weakly towards short. Peroza charges, fields off his left side, and throws off balance to first. Nice play. Vega was at 281, three homers, 25 RBIs, and a 412 on base. So Moreno kind of knows some of these guys on Wilmington. And he got Jose Sanchez to fly out. Sanchez heading back to the dugout. Moreno with a couple of smiling, jawing words at him that he got him. And then walking off the field, another funny moment. Here's Antuna, switch hitter batting left. Moreno uncorks and misses way inside with a slider for ball one. So, of course, when you walk off the field, the umpires check you for pine tar and spider tack, whatever it is that you might be hiding most of these days. Nobody really hiding anything or gets caught. The 1-0, another slider down and in, and Antuna keeps jumping rope in that batter's box. It's ball two. Well, anyway, Moreno coming off the field, showing the umpire his hands, his glove, and then as he walks away, he looks at the umpire and kicks his foot up to show him the bottom of his cleat, and the umpire just goes, get out of here. The 2-0 fastball strike on the inside corner, 2-1. But that is Moreno to a T. Always teasing, always messing around, having a good time. 2-1. Fastball, led or high at 95, strike two. Well, what makes Moreno so great is that he can have a ton of fun, but knows when to lock it in. 2-2. Breaking ball down and in. Antuna takes ball three. Yasiel with a homer this week. He's up to 10. He's driven in 43. The on base at 373. Payoff. Fastball up and in, and Antuna takes ball four. Yasiel didn't even move the bat that entire time. And he is the first base runner for Wilmington this afternoon against Moreno. We're scoreless in the bottom of the second. Wilmington with a runner on and one out. Here's Kevin Strohschein, righty batter out of Tennessee Tech. First pitch, fastball missed up at 94 for ball one. Strohschein at 258 with a 306 on base percentage. Has left the building three times and knocked in 28 runs. Antuna can run. Next toss. Slider missed up and away for ball two. Mena sets up on the outside corner. 2-0. Fastball hits the target. It's a strike at 94 at the knees on the far side of the plate. 2-1. Antuna is 26 for 32, one of the team's best. 2-1 pitch, chop foul down third. Another fastball, knee high, Strohschein went for it and rolled over a little bit, but it was foul. Moreno leans in with the sign, tucks the black glove against his armpit. Now set at the chin, and the 2-2. Runner goes, pitches chop weakly off the mound. Moreno runs over to pick it up and has no play. It's an infield single on a slow chopper from Kevin Strohschein. And Wilmington now has first and second with one out. It was one of those that was hit weakly. It almost looked like it might have hit Strohschein's foot and rolled out, because it very slowly meandered out to the mound. And the third baseman, William Lugo, didn't really even go for it. Moreno was the only guy in the area. Mena didn't break that well either from behind home plate. So Luis trying to get out of a first and second jam. Here's Drew Mendoza. Pitch. Chop foul at home plate at 94. No balls and a strike. Mendoza, big ribby bat. He's driven in 48. But the other number's not so great. Hitting at 221. On base percentage at 304. He's hit six home runs. 0-1. Fastball ripped to the right side. Swazi ingests it. Throws to second for one. Peroza back to first. Moreno is there for the out. It's a double play. Swazi, Peroza, and Moreno get together for a 3-6-1 double play. Excellent execution by at least two guys who are in kind of different positions. And you never know if a pitcher is going to be in the right spot. And Moreno got the job done. In the inning, Wilmington strands one. We go to the third at Frawley Stadium. Still scoreless, the Cyclones and the Blue Rocks on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
In a galaxy not so far away, the Brooklyn Cyclones bring you Star Wars Night at Maimonides Park. Come down to Coney Island on August 20th as we celebrate all things Star Wars. The first 1,500 fans will receive an out-of-this-world Star Wars jersey. Plus, we wrap up the night with a post-game lightsaber battle and fireworks at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
On to the third inning on a Sunday afternoon at Frawley Stadium. Good work by Luis Moreno to keep the game scoreless, inducing a double play and getting over to first to cover the bag to end the inning. And in the top of the third inning, Jalen Palmer leads it off. Palmer, Guerrero, and then the top of the order from Matt Rudick. One over the minimum for a big lefty, Mitchell Parker, who extends his hands way over his head. First pitch to Jalen, and the breaking ball's in there at the knees. Nothing in one. Palmer at 175, on base at 312. Jalen playing left field today. Parker's 0-1 pitch. Rolled over towards third. It's fouled just outside the chalk. Sanchez got to the spot, but it was just off the outside of that white chalk. Nothing in two. Jalen has hit seven homers, driven in 29 runs. Strikeout rate, though, remains titanically high at 39%. He's behind nothing in two. Pitch up and in with a fastball. Missed for ball one. Jalen moved his hands just a tad, but not enough for a check swing offer. Parker full windup, 1-2. Breaky ball launched the other way into right. Stroshein back at the track, slows up and makes the catch right in front of the wall. Good poke the other way for Palmer, but Frawley Stadium holds it. It's 400 to straightaway center and a symmetrical fence, 325 down both lines. Here's Gregory Guerrero. Guerrero gets his first at bat of the week. Cyclones and Blue Rocks are scoreless, top three. Bases are clear, one away. Last batter Parker has to face. Pitch. Guerrero lines one the other way into right. Stroshein over as hat falls off. He makes the play on one hop and flips back into the infield. So Guerrero lines one down right and is on base with a little jam shot in front of Stroshein. Gregory now 6 for 15 in 6 games. and gets a hit against Mitchell Parker. Not very hard off the bat, just 72 on the exit velo, but enough to get on base. So first time through the lineup for Parker, no runs, two hits, no walks, and two strikeouts. And here's Matt Rudick. Slide step pitch. This one ripped on the right field line by Rudick into the corner. It's a two-hopper up against the fence. Guerrero hits second, heads for third. Schoenstein fires back into the infield, and Rudick's at second base with a double. Matt Rudick continues his torrid week. That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. So Rudick is now 9 for 19 this week. And talk about a table setter. That is his 13th double. There's one out. And it's second and third for Lugo and then Ramirez. Cyclones trying to break this scoreless tie in the top of the third and get to Mitchell Parker finally this week. Pitch to Lugo. Change up off the plate. It's 1-0. So it's second time through the lineup today. But Parker, who again pitched on Tuesday, seeing these guys, you know, technically, you know, fourth or fifth time this week. So eventually, there's no surprises. 1-0. Lugo cuts and misses at the low fastball. One ball, one strike. Guerrero getting it started at the bottom of the order. He's at third. Rudick off second. 1-1. Breaking ball just missed outside. Tried to backdoor him with the curve. And it's two balls and a strike. And now Onyx Vega, the catcher, in that full gear, goes walking through the grass towards the mound and meets Parker halfway to talk about the plan the rest of the way with Lugo. The Cyclones are looking for that explosion that they had on Tuesday and Wednesday and just did not have the last 2 days. Total of 3 runs over the past 2 games, Friday and Saturday. And you could add the innings to that if you want to. Now up to, you know, 3 runs of the last 20 innings and counting. But right now, looking for the right potion. Parker's ready. The 2-1. Lugo pops it up and back is short. Rivero goes backpedaling out in the grass, head cocked to the sky, and makes the catch. That was the fastball right down the middle. Trackman's got it right across the plate, and Lugo got underneath it. So it's up to Ramirez. Two on, two out, top three. No score. Parker from the first base side of the mound. Slide step pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike one. Ramirez fly out to center his first time. Chance to drive in some runs. Get the Cyclones in early lead with Moreno on the mound. Mitchell comes to a complete stop. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Strike two. Ramirez a sellout for the fastball. Got a really nice changeup at 79. And steps out of the righty batter's box and asks Nicholas Small, the home plate umpire, for time. Alex, 23 runs driven in. 33 hits in just 30 games. He's behind nothing in two. Parker's pitch. Breaking ball tapped towards short. Rivera to his left. Reaches out and it's by him into left field. Guerrero scores. Rudick around third. He scores standing up. And Alex Ramirez drives in a pair. And for the second straight night, comes up big with two outs and two strikes to give the Cyclones a 2-0 lead. Rivero, the shortstop, was tucked over deep in that shortstop hole, right near Sanchez at third, and so Ramirez put it to the left of second base. And if Rivera was playing a normal spot at short, he might have had a chance at that. So the damage done. Cyclones looking for the cherry on top. Here's Peroza. Pitch. knee-high fastball, strike one. Cyclones felt like they were oh so close on Tuesday. 8 hits, but just 1 run against Parker. Mitchell's 0-1 downstairs, and Perosa has a 1-ball, 1-strike count. So 1 run, 8 hits on Tuesday. So far, 2 runs, 4 hits. But Parker with, you know, 2 strikes on Ramirez, showing that he's really good at getting out of those jams. 1-1. Up and away, Perosa takes an easy one for ball two. Perosa's single to center his first time. Good count on 2-1. Parker slide step, pitch. Perosa whacks it in the air to center. Hassel glides over in the alley, looks up into the sky and makes the catch. And the Cyclones are done in the third. But Alex Ramirez drives in two. Brooklyn, 2 runs, 3 hits, and 2 left. Guerrero a single, Rudick a double, and Ramirez takes care of the rest. Brooklyn has a 2-0 lead into the bottom of the third inning from Frawley Stadium in Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering Baseball You Can Drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering 2 drinks on the house. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first 2 drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first 2 drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get 2 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us.
As we head into the bottom of the third inning from Delaware, Cyclones now playing with a lead, just as they had last night, 2-0 lead, and even the night before, Friday had a 1-0 lead. Both of those games ended up in Wilmington's favor thanks to a big inning here or there. So far, so good for Luis Marino. 2 scoreless, 1 hit, 1 walk. And now just trying to put down a shutdown inning after the runs in this home half of inning number 3. Cole Daly, Yoander Rivero, the last 2 batters in the lineup, and then Marino has seen everybody. Daly, a left-handed hitter with red cleats. Looks out, Moreno deals, and the pitch bunted foul down third. Strike one. Daly at 216, the on-base solid at 338. He's still trying to find ways to get in the lineup. We haven't seen too much of him this week. On base and the great speed helping him stay with Washington. The 0-1. Breaking ball roll to the right side. Guerrero to his left. It bottles it and boots it into right field. Daly heading from first to second, and he is there standing up. Guerrero was right there, and it looked like it actually took a weird hop on him, went over his shoulder. So Daly ends up at second base on a just straight E4. Guerrero has popped his hat up a little bit on his head, and now straightens it out. So runner at second base for Yoander Rivero. He's a righty. First pitch from Moreno. Missed inside at 94 for ball one. So tough break for Guerrero. Nobody out. Brooklyn leads 2-0. But here comes Wilmington again. Rivero 3-for-10, first week up from low A. Moreno fires and misses low. 2 balls, no strikes. Go back to Friday. Cyclones in a scoreless game, scored first at the top of the third, and Wilmington immediately scored in the bottom of the inning. And then yesterday when Brooklyn added and took a 2-0 lead, well, Wilmington scored four in the bottom of the next inning. 2-0. It's outside for ball three. So Mario Lison has developed a pretty resilient bunch. It is a bunch that waits and waits and waits, and then when Brooklyn scores, they go, all right, we'll wake up. So Moreno trying to put a stop to that in this inning. 3-0. Right down the chute, Rivero takes strike one. Yoander awaits. Here comes the next toss. And it dots the outside corner. Moreno back into it, 3-2. Rivero, the righty shortstop, 5'9", 20 years old out of Venezuela. Payoff pitch. Fastball line towards the middle. Base hit center field. Daly around third. He gets the stop sign. Ramirez throws from center. Pretty good throw to keep him at third. But it is a base hit for Rivero. And now the tying runs are on base. Now Moreno fell behind in that at bat to the nine man. You never want to give up anything to the bottom of the order. And while Luis was terrific against the top of the order, it's been E4 and a single. And now the table's set for the top of that order. Here's the second at bat for lefty Ricardo Mendez. Nobody out. Bottom three. First pitch. Missed up and out for ball one. Moreno coming in at 95, but falls behind. Mendez flew out to deep right his first time. 1-0. Fastball chop. Weakly foul into the grass in front of the first base dugout. So a ball and a strike on Mendez. Mendez has been with the club all year. Just 22. He's been with Washington since 2016. A young pup. Spinning a throw over to first base, and Rivero dives in. Rivero, we've seen him come up from low A and do a lot of running. He's played in three games coming into this one and has already run four times. He is 2-for-4. Runs for second, 0-1 pitch taken outside. Maina throws down. Rivero stops, gets caught in a pickle. Perosa chases him, flips to Swazi for the tag out, and Daly did not move at third. So the Cyclones catch Yoander Rivero, who ran to second, and Maina, he was confident. He was throwing down right away. He threw, and Rivero stopped, I think, waiting for Daly to break from third base towards home, but Daly just didn't go anywhere. So it's two balls and a strike, and now the umpire steps out from behind home and says Moreno did not deliver the pitch fast enough, so a pitch clock violation, and it's 3-1 instead of 2-1 on Mendez. Infield in, pitch, swing and a miss, 3-2. So Rivero running and running, and now just 2-for-5 this week. We've seen a lot of guys from low A who use that speed, try to use it up here, and sometimes in the beginning it does not go so well. Payoff, missed outside. So Mendez walks. And right now it could have been bases loaded and nobody out. Cyclones took advantage of Rivero. So we saw him, and then we've kind of noticed that Alex Ramirez in the beginning when he came up from low A, running a lot, trying to steal third in situations where you wouldn't expect it. And he's only been saved 3 of 8 times, which is a terrible ratio. But those low A guys have kind of said that we ran wild down there. Nobody could throw anybody out. High A is much different. Sanchez at the plate. First pitch. Moreno misses up high. Ball one. Catching core at low A, maybe not so good. Guys throwing the ball away, or infielders can't receive the throw and put the tag on. And so it's the Wild Wild West down there. 1-0. Chopper hit Whitley towards third. Lugo charges, throws home. Here comes the play at the plate. Daly slides in safe. Cole Daly broke on contact from third and slid in under Mena's tag. And Wilmington is on the board. Murrocks cut the deficit to 2-1. So Sanchez credited with an RBI. Daly scores from third. Mendez up to second. And there's still one out, and here's Robert Hassel, the third. Two on, one out. 2-1 Brooklyn, bottom three. Moreno from the stretch, high kick. First pitch misses up and away at 95 for ball one. So Lugo kind of did the right thing there. Weak contact, though, off the bat of Jose Sanchez. And so he had to wait for that ball to get to him, and Daly got a good jump. 1-0. Driven the other way towards the foul pole, but makes a left and twists away from the pole for a long strike one. Hassel, the third, hit a ground ball off Moreno his last time. Luis picked it up and threw him out. 1-1. All the way back to the screen on the fastball. Maynard didn't even make contact with it. And the runners move up 90 feet. So that was 89 miles an hour. That just slipped out of Moreno's hands. And a wild pitch. So once again, resiliency from Wilmington. The Cyclones just, they cannot get themselves a shutdown inning. They cannot hold a lead. And now Hassel is a base hit away from giving Wilmington the advantage. 2-1. Breaking ball foul back.
A little bit of a line in there, too. So we don't even know why the large can is, but they have a large can anyway. This is 850.
I don't
I know.
In the major leagues, they're all required 12.
I was going to say this would be 1250 minimum at the third.
2-2 with one out in the bottom of the third. Pitch. Breaking ball low. Hassel takes. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Onyx Vegas on deck. So this is a big batter. Hassel is, at least lately, been just putting the bat on the ball every single time. Moreno is without a strikeout in this game. Runners lead. 3-2. Breaking ball down and in, and Hassel does not bite. And whips the bat towards the first base dugout. So an awful lot of trouble now for Luis Moreno. A.J. Sager takes the walk out from the dugout. Brooklyn gets right-hander Oscar Rojas up and throwing. Expecting to see Rojas at some point today. Cyclones are hoping it's not as early as the third inning. Luis Moreno's last two outings, after finding a really great groove, been kind of head-scratching. That Winston-Salem series, not sure if that was just the beginning of a tough trend or just a bad matchup. The Dash picked up 9 hits in an outing against Moreno, which was Luis's career high in hits allowed. That was the opener of the series, and he pitched at the back end of the series and lasted just 3 innings because his pitch count was not so friendly to him. And he finds himself in trouble, bottom three. Sager back to the dugout. Everybody back to their spots. Corners are in, middle infield back. Bases loaded, one out. With Onyx Vega at home plate. First pitch. Fastball, strike one. Also part of the issue for Moreno, just not getting ahead. Helpful, though, to get ahead against the cleanup hitter. Brooklyn leads Wilmington 2-1. Set and the 0-1. Slider dances outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Vega grounded out to short his last time. 1-1. Fastball ripped to the right side. It's a base hit. Mendez scores. Sanchez stops at third as a throw from Rudick comes into home plate. Well, we're tied at two now on Onyx Vegas RBI single to right field. Brooklyn had the lead for as long as the guy going to get popcorn at the concourse had to wait online. Wilmington has just been incredibly resilient in this series. Incredibly. So they are loaded up still with one out, tied at two, bottom three. And here's the switch hitter, Yasiel Antuna, big damage doer who walked his last time. Moreno uncorks, and the fastball finds a home at the knees for strike one. Vegas at first, Hassels at second, Sanchez at third. Rocks with a big rally, tie the game. The 0-1, fastball just outside, and the count squares at a ball and a strike. Moreno's thrown 51 pitches. We're in the bottom of the third with just one out. And it looks like if Rojas is up, he is ready in left field. 1-1. Taken low for ball two. Wilmington looking to win the series with a W today. Cyclones trying to salvage a split and just break even before next week against Hudson Valley. 2-1. Chopper to the right side. Guerrero fields it second. Bobbles the ball. Throws to first for the out. A run scores. And Wilmington is up 3-2. Guerrero had a chance for a double play to end the inning. And for the second time today, has trouble with a grounder. So Antuna is out on the 4-3. He brings in a run to make it 3-2. As Sanchez scores from third. Hassel down to third. Vega down to second. And here's Kevin Strohschein. Wilmington has the lead after giving up two in the top of the inning. Pitch. Breaking ball low for ball one. Gregory's first game of the week at second base. Has mishandled two ground balls, both in the inning. 1-0. Chopper over the mound towards the middle of the infield. Peroza reaches out with a glove. It rolls off of his glove and into center. Hassel scores. It's 4-2. And once again, the wheels are falling off in one inning for the Cyclones. Should be an infield single. Hassel scores. And the carousel continues to spin. So Vegas at third. Strohschein at first. And that spells the end of the line for Luis Moreno. So Moreno, I guess the trend continuing, not getting any help from his defense. He exits in the third, and here comes Oscar Rojas. It's 4-2 Wilmington with two outs, runners to the corners when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Back in Wilmington, Cyclones in the bottom of the third inning go to the bullpen. It's a Baikal Auto Mall call to the pen for right-hander Oscar Rojas. Wilmington has opened up the floodgates. They came into the inning down 2-0. And they now have a 4-2 lead with runners at the corners. And Drew Mendoza up. Rojas deals. And the fastball missed outside for ball one. So with Mendoza at the plate, Stroshein is at third, at first base, excuse me, and Vegas at third. 1-0. Foul back. Fastball got in on his hands, and it's a ball and a strike. So now Moreno's last two starts. 3 innings and 2 2/3. Luis been so good. Now in this inning, the Cyclones got to kick the ball around the infield. The pitch count is too high. 1-1. It's outside. Ball two. Mendoza bounced it with double play his first time. Rojas is 2-1. That finds itself on the outside corner. Strike two. So Rojas is a strike away from getting the lone man that he has faced and getting out of this inning. Wilmington, though, still threatening. 2-2. Caught on and missed. Change up in, and Mendoza swung through. 9 men come to the plate for Wilmington. Blue Rock score 4 runs on 1, 2, 3 hits. 1 error and 2 left. Brooklyn's lead evaporates. We go to the fourth. It's 4-2 Wilmington on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
That's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
That's a whole new ball game now. It is 4-2 Wilmington in the top of the fourth. Cyclones grab the bats, looking to answer. It is just one of those things at this stadium this week. Cyclones a couple times have not only scored, but have given up the lead that they get in the very same inning that they get it in. Not a good trend. So in the top of the fourth, Cyclones send up Consuegra, Mina, and Swazi. Give out the final line for Luis Moreno, who is yanked after 2 2/3. All 4 runs were unearned in that inning. But despite the fact that Moreno's ERA goes down, he just did not have his best stuff today. So Consuegra leads off. Parker, the lefty, spins the first one in, and the fastball missed for ball one. Consuegra with a strikeout today. He and Rudick, the only two that have fanned against Mitchell Parker. 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Take a look at the scoreboard around the league today. A lot of teams playing a 2 o'clock start, including Hudson Valley and Aberdeen wrapping up that series. 1-1. Ripped to the left side. Base hit. Consuegra tags it between short and third. That was 112 off the bat. I mean, wow. So the Cyclones get one on. Brooklyn down 4-2. Here's Mina. Parker slides that pitch. Breaking ball caught on and missed for strike one. So elsewhere in the league today, Hickory and Greenville starting at 3:05. Jersey Shore and Greensboro about to get going. Bowling Green leads Winston-Salem 2-0, top five. 0-1 to Mena. Fastball in. Counts a ball and a strike. Rome, who's leading the South right now, has a 2-1 lead at Asheville in the bottom of the fourth. We go into next week. Just four more series left for 2022. 1-1. Mena lays off the high changeup. Two balls and a strike. Cyclones down a pair. Consuegra on at first with nobody out. Parker's 2-1. Mena takes outside. Ball three. Parker's given up five hits to the Cyclones today. Brooklyn has out-hit Wilmington, just like they did on Tuesday when they lost against Mitchell Parker. Kicking a throw over, and Consuegra just hops back in on his feet. Mena lined out his first time. A good poke into left, but hung up for Ricardo Mendez. Good count again for Mena. Here comes a 3-1. That pitch fouled back. Change up there for Mitchell Parker, and Mena hit it off the top of the bat back towards the front row.
Did Mike get on the side on getting anything? He went home.
Swazi on deck. Cyclones now chasing two. Parker sets, staring right at Consuegra. Looks home, 3-2 pitch, and it's up high. And Parker walks his first man of the day. So that's one of the things as well that he has been doing really well this week, that has not gotten him in extra trouble. And with that walk, here comes Mark DeFelice, the pitching coach, kind of motoring out of the dugout. Go back to Tuesday, Parker five strikeouts, one walk. And if he only walks one or no batters, that is double-A, triple-A stuff for Mitchell Parker. He's really good, one of their best. Number 18 in the system, 22 years old, still young enough where he's kind of doing well in a league that is slightly older than him. But along with that 30% strikeout rate, the walk rate at 16%. So Washington's plan of attack for Mitchell Parker is get those walks down. So hence the reason why DeFelice kind of sprinted out there after the walk to Mena to make sure that Parker doesn't let his own wheels fall off. Two on, nobody out for Joe Swazi. Top of the fourth inning. First toss. Joe swings for the changeup for strike one. Swaz popped out to Rivero at short his first time. Nobody out. Brooklyn down 4-2. 6'5" lefty set. Look at second. The 0-1. Changeup floats in at 84 miles an hour. And Swazi takes one ball, one strike. Daly, the second baseman, right behind the bag, keeping Consuegra honest. 1-1. Swazi flies it into right center. Strohschein over towards the alley. He makes the catch. Consuegra tags, heads to third base, and he's there standing up. So Swazi flies out. Cyclones now have runners at the corners for Jalen Palmer and then Gregory Guerrero. Palmer flew out to very deep right field his first time. Chance to get one back, maybe more. Parker's pitch. Breaking ball stays up on the tall righty for ball one. Wilmington starts to get some bodies bustling in that right field bullpen. Parker's pitch count at 53. 1-0. High fastball miss for ball two. So here comes Parker missing. After finding the zone early against the Cyclones, retired six of the first seven batters of the game with ease. Runners lead off first and third. One out, top of the fourth. The 2-0. Palmer pokes one in the air towards shallow center field. Long run in for Hassel. He loses the hat, slides, and it drops in safe. Consuegra scores from third on the bloop. Brooklyn gets one back on an RBI bloop single from Jalen Palmer, and it's 4-3 in the top of the fourth. So Palmer will take it. That one fooled me as well. I thought it had a little more life to it. Hassel did too. He stayed back in center, and then when he realized that it was falling fast in front of him, sprinted in. Meanwhile, Rivero, the shortstop, tried to go out and help, but he couldn't get to it either. So Consuegra, who singled, he scores. It's first and second with Gregory Guerrero, a chance to redeem himself at the plate. Pitch. Bender outside. Ball one. Gregory made an error that started the third inning. And then later on in the frame, a chance to turn two. Bobbled the ball. Only got one out. And a run scored. 1-0. Floats up and away with the changeup. Parker behind again and snaps the glove as he gets the ball back from Onyx Vega. Guerrero had an inside-out single down the right field line his last time. From the belt, Parker delivers. And there's a strike. Knee-high fastball. Parker coming in at 88. Palmer at first, Mena at second. Vega sets up in. 2-1. Bounce to the plate. So Guerrero just able to sit back and wait for his. As Parker, who I mentioned early in this game, was throwing almost nothing but strikes. He's having a tough time getting ahead and just staying in these at-bats. And any team can hit any good pitcher if they are in a good count. 3-1. There's a strike on the outside corner with the fastball. And Guerrero got a really good pitch and just didn't want it. Matt Rudick on deck. Wilmington's bullpen is now throwing. Parker bends the back, leans in, now has the sign. 3-2. Just missed outside, and Parker bends at the back as Guerrero takes a walk down to first. Parker leaning back and going, oh. So Guerrero's on for the second time. The bases are juiced. And here comes Mario Lison to make a pitching change. Parker coming out of the game in the fourth inning. Brooklyn down 4-3, a chance to strike when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
In a galaxy not so far away, the Brooklyn Cyclones bring you Star Wars Night at Maimonides Park. Come down to Coney Island on August 20th as we celebrate all things Star Wars. The first 1,500 fans will receive an out-of-this-world Star Wars jersey. Plus, we wrap up the night with a post-game lightsaber battle and fireworks at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Cyclones Triple Play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out brooklyncyclones.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn.
So the Cyclones have knocked out starter Mitchell Parker as Brooklyn makes its way back from a 4-3 now deficit in Wilmington. It's the top of the fourth. The bases are loaded for Matt Rudick. And the new pitcher is righty Amos Willingham. First pitch. Fastball down low. Ball one. Willingham, usually a late game guy. Eighth, ninth inning. High leverage. He comes on very, very early. He's got some really great numbers. Doesn't walk anybody. But bases loaded. 1-0. Rudick flies it foul. Back and out of play. It's a ball and a strike. Willingham, 23 years old. Had a big injury last year. Didn't pitch all that much. This year, 25 innings. 22 games. So about an inning at a time. Strikeout rate 24% and the walk rate very low at 5%. 1-1. Rudick lines one the other way. It's a base hit in the left to tie the game. Maina scores from third. Everybody else moves up one base and Rudick stays red hot. We are tied at four. Matt Rudick has his 10th hit of the week going the other way in the left. RBI number 18. And the Cyclones are doing to Wilmington what the Blue Rocks just did at the bottom of the third. So Maina scores. Palmer from second to third. Guerrero up to second. Rudick on, and here's William Lugo. Willingham fires. Lugo takes one in tight for ball one. Parker still responsible for some runners out there, so his line's still open. Four runs and counting. Willingham deals, and the breaking ball misses in. Ball two. Lugo a ground out and a pop out. He popped out in that third inning with the Cyclones almost stranded a couple, but Alex Ramirez drove in two, so Lugo looking for some vengeance. 2-0. Broken back grounder over the mound towards the middle of the infield. Daly Field steps on second, throws to first for the out, and it's a double play, inning over. So Daly turns the tailor-made double play with a ground ball right over the bag, and Lugo grounds out. But the Cyclones answer back. They score not only two, but they knock out Mitchell Parker, which is a big to-do. So we go to the bottom of the fourth inning now, squared at four in Wilmington on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
So now we are tied at four. Sunday games are always a bit quirky. You never quite know where they will take you. It was 2-0 Brooklyn, then 4-2 Wilmington, and now it's 4-4. We've had nothing but runs over the past three half innings. First full frame for Oscar Rojas. He sees lefty Cole Daly to lead it off. First one from the right-hander. Missed way inside. He yanked it in the lefty batter's box for ball one. Daly, Rivero, and then the top of the order. Here comes the 1-0. And that missed up and in for ball two. Daly reached on error. He was the first of what would be nine men that came to the plate in the bottom of the third. Knocked Luis Moreno out of the game. The 2-0. Fastball ripped into right field. A base hit over Guerrero at second base. So Daly getting his chance on a Sunday start. Now he's been on twice safely for the first time. Mets today taking on the Phils at Citi Field. Chris Bassett against Zach Wheeler. And top three, a Francisco Lindor. Fly ball has brought in Brandon Nimmo. So it's 1-0 Mets, top three. Pitch to Rivero, runner goes. Pitch taken outside, throw down by Mena. And the ball pops out of Guerrero's glove. Gregory zings the ball back to Rojas in frustration. He's had a really tough game. So Daly's now in scoring position. It's 1-0 on Rivero, who singled up the middle his first time. Pitch in there for a strike. Mets woke up today, up 5.5 games on Atlanta. Braves have been lucky little devils. Get a chance to play the Miami Marlins, which always helps. The Jersey Shore of the NL East. The 1-1, a little bit low for ball two. So Braves right now tied in the third inning. They will host the Mets tomorrow. Start a series, a four-game set. 2-1. Nubber hit weakly to first. Swazi well off the bag. Fields underhand flip to Rojas, who's there to step on the pillow. So an out at first. Meanwhile, Daly down to third. Rojas trying to keep it tied 4-4. Now with a runner at third base and one out. At AAA, Syracuse down to Buffalo in the fifth, 2-0. Bingo trailing Altoona 5-1 in the top of the fifth. And St. Lucie up on Clearwater 4-2, a couple outs away from victory. Here's Mendez, first pitch. Swing and miss at a changeup. Strike one. Cyclones bring the infield in. Mendez a walk and a fly out today. Here's the 0-1. Ground ball up the middle and by Perosa, base hit center field. Guess who's back in front? Wilmington now leads 5-4 as Daly scores from third base. This is some game. This has got Sunday getaway day written all over it. What they call a seesaw affair. And it's 5-4 now in the bottom of the fourth. Rojas gives up a run. And now the batter, Jose Sanchez, with one on and one out. Sanchez 0 for 2 with an RBI fielder's choice and a run scored back in the third. Rojas from the stretch delivers. Slider falls off the plate for ball one. Huge but bright white puffy clouds floating overhead like a herd. Gorgeous Sunday. 1-0. Fastball right down the chute. Sanchez takes That was 89 miles an hour from Oscar. Ball and a strike. Sanchez waggles the bat. Spinning a throw over to first base, and Mendez dives in. Rojas checking in on Mendez, who has stolen 16 of 21. Now, Jose Mena back behind home plate. He's already thrown out one of two potential runners. One of the league's best defensive catchers. 1-1. Good pitch of the knees on the outside. That's just a lethal strike. And it's 1-2. Rojas strikeout rate at 21%. Walk rate at 7%. FIP 3.84. 1-2. Missed outside. Two balls, two strikes. In 51 innings this year, he has an ERA of 4.24. The metrics say that some of the results should be better for Oscar. 2-2. Pop foul over first and into the blue seats. Wilmington up 5-4. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Finale of the six-game series. Rocks lead the series 3-2. One on, one out. 2-2. Caught on and missed. Strike three. So the Sanchez K's. It's the second strikeout for Brooklyn pitching. That's a whole other story against Wilmington. And this brings up Robert Hassel III with two outs. Now, Wilmington just does not strike out. You could throw out, you know, some of the best in the system. They just don't do it. Always single digits, it seems. Pitch to Hassel. Robert takes a strike on the inner half. Nothing in one. Sent 20 men to the plate today. Struck out twice. Yesterday, fanned just seven times. The 0-1. Runner breaks, pitch taken in. Mena throws down to second base, and it's on time to get Mendez to end the inning. Once again, Asesino throws out a runner, and that ends the frame. One run, two hits, no errors, nobody left. So Hassel the third will lead off the fifth when we get back. Wilmington back in front, 5-4 as we go to the fifth inning on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to BrooklynRoasting.com.
New pitcher into the game for Wilmington as we strut on to the top of the fifth. Wilmington has a 5-4 lead now against the Cyclones. And as Alex Ramirez strolls to the plate, I think the home plate umpire went to call a strike against him, but it is not a strike because of the pitching change. So it's a fresh 0-0 count. First pitch from the new guy, A.J. Candelario. Fastball strike on the outside corner. Nothing in one. 24-year-old from Bayonne, New Jersey. The righty's 0-1 pitch. Ramirez hits a ground ball sharply to the right side. Daly slides over, gloves, and guns out Ramirez. One down. Before we get into Candelario, wrap up some final lines for Wilmington. Parker goes 3 1/3, gives up 4 runs, 6 hits, walked 2, and struck out 2. And the guy that cleaned up that inning, Amos Willingham, came on. Gave up a single but got a double play ball in his 2/3. Cyclones chasing one. Here's Jose Perroza. Righty against righty. Candelario taps his feet in the windup. First pitch. Fastball misses down and away. 1-0. Now Candelario coming in. 94-95. That last one was at 92. Perroza takes off the plate. Two balls, no strikes. Jose today, a single in 2 trips to the plate. Here comes the 2-0. And the fastball down and in with good velo, though. Ball 3. Candelario out of Miami-Dade College. Undrafted free agent signing. 3-0 in tight, and it's ball 4 against Perroza. Candelario is pitching an indie ball as recently as last year, and has been in the national system since the start of this year. Pitched 8 times in the GCL, twice with Low A Fredericksburg in the Carolina League. Spent some time with Miami as well. Here's Consuegra, first pitch. Fastball, dots the inside corner, strike 1. But last year spent time in the Frontier League and played with one of the teams that the Cyclones used to play in the New York Penn League. That is the Tri-City Valley Cats up in Troy, New York. The 0-1. Foul back. Cyclones down by a run in this weird Sunday game, back and forth. We've had 4 straight half innings of at least a run. Perroza off first with 1 out. Consuegra a hard single this last time. Next pitch, caught on and missed. That was 95, and he's down on strikes. So 3 pitches puts away Consuegra. 94, 91, and 95. And now Jose Mena. Mena walking a line out today. Candelario, by the way, big guy. About 6'2". A runner breaks. Pitch is taken inside, and Perroza steals second base without a throw. Perroza read that beautifully. Steals his 4th bag of the year. So as Candelario is set, holding and holding, Perroza took off. Candelario did not even stop and just dealt home. Here's the 1-0, and now a spin and a look back to second base. So base hit potentially ties the game. Perot's not the best of speeds. Mena does like to put the ball in play. 1-0. Chopper foul down third. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Infield is back. Outfield is straight away. Candelario's first inning of relief with the Wilmington Blue Rocks. The 1-1. Caught on and missed at 96 up. And it's strike two. Rosa off second base. Two outs, two strikes. Pitch to Mena. Fastball foul down third and out of play. And talking to Jose Mena this week ahead of the game on Thursday, Jose has always said that he can hit velo. Never afraid of guys that throw 98, 99, 100. So even though this is a brand new matchup with a whole new arm, Mena trying to adjust on the fly against the hardest pitching of the day. 1-2. Breaking ball, foul back, top of the netting. That was an 83-mile-an-hour slider. Mena, a really good fastball hitter. Sometimes the breaking ball does get him, but gets a lot of people. Bat on the shoulder. Candelario offers, and the slider stays up. Two balls, two strikes. Rosa's been on two out of three times. Takes a lead off second base. Mena trying to drive him in. 2-2 pitch. Fastball fouled at home plate. That was 94 miles an hour. Back and forth at bat. Vega sets up off the plate. Candelario's 2-2. Fastball caught on and missed. Up in the zone, and Mena chases 94. So A.J. Candelario's first inning with Wilmington goes pretty well. After the walk to Perosa, strikes out Consuegra and Mena. No runs, no hits, a walk, and a man left in scoring position. That's the first scoreless inning we've had since the bottom of the second. We head to the home half of the fifth. Wilmington leads Brooklyn 5-4 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Home half of the fifth inning in Wilmington. Sunday getaway day. It's a 5-4 Blue Rocks lead. Oscar Rojas continuing on in relief. In the game a little bit earlier than he and the Cyclones anticipated, with Luis Moreno lasting just 2 2/3. But so far, Rojas has given up one run in relief. Faces now Hassel, Vega, and Antuna. 3, 4, and 5. Hassel, the lefty, leads off. First pitch. Rojas misses down and in for ball one. Cyclones had a 2-0 lead. Tied the game at 4, but Wilmington has done nothing but answer. The 1-0. Changeup missed up for ball two. Hassel with a walk and a ground out today. 2-0 pitch fouled back to the netting. That's two balls and a strike. Hassel trying to be part of that resurgence that Wilmington is now bringing to the table as a team vying for the division title. 2-1. Rounded foul down first. It's 2-2. Traded over from San Diego. And is the only one of the players in that trade that has been sent to this level. Washington got its pick of the litter. 2-2. Caught on and missed, and Rojas strikes him out. High fastball lit up his eyes there at 88, up and in. And Oscar strikes out his third batter. Here comes Onyx Vega. Wilmington at the dish in the bottom of the fifth inning, up 5-4. Nobody on for the righty catcher, who has another single and an RBI today. Rojas spins the first. The fastball misses outside, 1-0. Rojas full windup, socks pulled up to his knees, the 1-0. Just missed inside. That's ball two. Oscar injured on this mound in June. Still trying to build up that stamina. The 2-0, way up and in. Matrix bend for Vega, backing out of the way, and it's three balls and no strikes. Here comes the 3-0 pitch, and there's the strike. So Rojas back into it. Wind up 3-1. Ripped in the shortstop, whole base hit left field. Onyx Vega continues to be terrific. We've only seen him a little bit this week for Wilmington. He's losing some reps to Drew Millis. But Vega, who has a weighted runs created plus of about 125, continues to be a very, very valuable offensive player. Both sides now with 7 hits. Now here's Yasiel Antuna. We're in the home half of the fifth. 5-4 Nationals affiliate ahead of the Mets affiliate. Antuna with a walk and an RBI ground out today. Pitch. Fastball just off the plate at 87 for ball one. Oscar started Tuesday's game. Didn't go very well. He only got 5 outs. Next pitch. Antuna golfs and misses. Big cut, ball and a strike. Rojas gave up 3 runs, 4 hits, didn't strike anybody out and walked 2. Today we've seen more strikeouts and no walks in relief. 1-1. Slider off the plate. And Antuna takes, and it's ball 2. Bullpen up behind Oscar Rojas. Looks like Nolan Klenny has started to warm up. 2-1. Antuna pops it up towards shortstop. Rosa backpedals now into the grass. Lifts the glove and makes the catch. Rojas trying to keep this Sunday wacky finale right where it is at 5-4. There comes Kevin Strohschein with a runner at first base and 2 outs. Strohschein today, couple of singles, both in the infield. Pitch. This one skied behind second base. Guerrero calling off the rest of the infield. Gregory makes the catch, and Rojas is out of the frame. No runs, one hit, one left. We head to the sixth, our first full scoreless inning in a long time. It's 5-4 Wilmington ahead of Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com. For more information. In a galaxy not so far away, the Brooklyn Cyclones bring you Star Wars Night at Maimonides Park. Come down to Coney Island on August 20th as we celebrate all things Star Wars. The first 1,500 fans will receive an out-of-this-world Star Wars jersey. Plus, we wrap up the night with a post-game lightsaber battle and fireworks at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets. Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com. For more information.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to BrooklynRoasting.com.
Already the third reliever we see out of the bullpen for Wilmington. It's Mario Lison trying to patch together a job where Mitchell Parker lasts just 3 1/3. In fact, both teams having to do that. Neither starter made it through even four innings today. We go to the top of the sixth. Cyclones back at the dish, down by one. Wilmington Blue Rocks have a 5-4 lead. New arm is Jack Sinclair, pitching for the second time in the series. He takes over for A.J. Candelario, who struck out two and walked one in a scoreless fifth inning. Third at bat for Swazi. Pop out on a flyout today. Sinclair, the righty, deals. And his first pitch slider swizzles over the outside corner. Strike one. Sinclair, 23 years old, out of UCF, Central Florida. Strike one pitch. Check swing on a slider down and away. Swazi held up. It's a ball and a strike. Sinclair kicks and comes home and hits Swazi in the side. Right against his hip at 92. That's a painful way to get on. Joe is on. To lead off the sixth. Time for your Coney Combos trivia question. It is our last day of the year in Delaware. So we will get a Wilmington-based question for the second consecutive day. Jalen Palmer with one on. First pitch, knee-high fastball, strike one. Yesterday talked about Bob Marley, who hung out in Wilmington a little bit. There's a festival in town every year paying tribute to his music. The 0-1. Ground ball weakly towards second. Daly Fields flips to second one. Rivero to first, double play. 4-6-3, and there's two down. So today's question, Judge Reinhold, who is an actor and known for a couple different things. Well, Judge Reinhold was the dad in Santa Claus. Not Tim Allen, obviously, the stepdad of Charlie. But he was also in Seinfeld, and he was one of those weird characters. What was his thing? He was known as a what when he was on Seinfeld as a guest star. Here's Gregory Guerrero, pitch. Down and away, it's ball one. And I'll give you a hint, I guess. He would speak to Jerry Seinfeld's parents, and it'd be kind of face-to-face. Get right in there. Here's the 1-0. And that's low for ball two. So Seinfeld's given us plenty of different names. There's the Mimbo, the massage teaser, and what was Judge Reinhold? 2-0. It's in for a strike. If you know the answer, use the hashtag ConeyConvos on Twitter. All right, Google a picture of Judge Reinhold. You know the face. 2-1 to Gregory. Another fastball strike in the outside corner, and it's 2-2. So what was he known as in the greatest show of all time? Guerrero was single and a walk today. Sinclair's 2-2. Cracked in the air to center. Hassel back a step. Takes a step forward and makes the catch in his baby blue glove. And the inning over. Big double play for Wilmington's Jack Sinclair. And we're done with 5.5 from Wilmington. Brooklyn's going to the bullpen themselves as we come back for the bottom of the sixth. And the answer to your trivia question coming up right after this.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
That's not good.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
On we go to the bottom of the sixth inning from Frawley Stadium, home of the Wilmington Blue Rocks, the affiliate of the Washington Nationals, who have a 5-4 lead in the finale against the Brooklyn Cyclones. My name is Keith Radd on this Sunday afternoon. Big blue sky overhead. Light shining down from the sun. Nolan Klenny standing on that mound. First batter is Drew Mendoza. And the initial offering, Mendoza lofts a high fly into shallow right. Guerrero out. Rudick in. And Matt makes the catch, calling off the second baseman. One pitch and one out for Nolan Klenny. So we asked you with a ConeyConvos trivia question that Judge Reinhold, who is a native Delawarean from Wilmington, an actor who's been around but also is part of Seinfeld and is known as having one of those pet names in his one-off cameo appearance. Pitch to Cole Daly. Klenny misses up and away with the slider for ball one. He was known in Seinfeld as the close talker. One of the many nicknames that Seinfeld cast gave to a lot of people in the show. The 1-0, that's inside for ball two. As the re-gifter, face painter, bad breaker-upper, bubble boy, soup Nazi, low talker, and of course the close talker. 2-0, missed outside, ball three. The Wolf getting it right, howling in with close talker. Using the hashtag ConeyConvos on Twitter. Pitch. There's a strike. Klenny back into it. 3-1. Nick DeLuca getting it right with the hashtag ConeyConvos. Hopefully, home right now watching the show during the commercial break of the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. 3-1. Fouled back and out of play. Nick will be back with us on Tuesday when the Cyclones return home to take on Hudson Valley. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Taco Tuesday. 3-2. And it's caught on and miss on a check swing from Cole Daly. What a comeback from Nolan Kalenny. He was behind 3-0 and just chiseled away. Pitch on the outside corner. Daly broke the wrists, could not keep the barrel back, and strikes out. Fourth strikeout for Brooklyn pitching today. Two down in the bottom of the sixth. And here's Yoandy Rivero. The righty is 1-for-2. Plenty deals. And a slider drops low for ball one. Glennie's high kick, 1-0 pitch, foul back, and it's a ball and a strike. Just one more note on Judge Reinhold. There's a very famous show from the 2000s called Arrested Development. If you're into really crazy humor, I think you'd like Arrested Development if you watched it. The 1-1. Breaking ball hit on the ground is short. Peroza slides to his left, gobbles it off the dirt, and throws across to end the inning. It was such a weird show that they had an actor named Judge Reinhold who in the show played a judge named Judge Reinhold. Anyway, if you're into that sort of thing, I would say check it out. It's a 1-2-3 for Nolan Kalenny. We go to the 7th. 5-4 Rocks in Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Into the 7th we go. Cyclones down 5-4. Final three innings are upon us very quickly. And Brooklyn, who had a 2-0 lead and a tie the game 4-4, now having to play catch up against Jack Sinclair, who's out there for his second inning of relief. Cyclones looking to just end this week and take the split. It's been a really weird week. It's uncomfortable down here. Wilmington has had so much success against Brooklyn in this ballpark this year. And just trying to get out of here without losing the series. So Matt Rudick leads off in the 7th. First pitch, Rudick takes down and in for ball one. Matt with a double and an RBI single today. He is in very amazing 10 for 20 since Wednesday. Not bad. Sinclair's next pitch, Rudick pops it up towards short, fading out to shallow center field. Hassel comes in, but it's Rivero, the shortstop, who goes out and makes the grab. Check in on the Mets, who are taking on the Phillies in the finale of the series, a rubber game. Mets still up 1-0 in the bottom of the 4th. Zach Wheeler against Chris Bassett. So Phillies have been playing them tough this week. Not a lot of runs in that series. 2-1 Friday, 1-0 last night, and 1-0 today. Here's William Lugo. First pitch, he grounds it to first. Mendoza well off the bag. Fields on the backhand and throws the pitcher covering for the out. So Lugo with a very quiet day. He's 0-for-4. And the line moves now to Alex Ramirez. with two down.
That would have been.
Mets affiliate at AAA today held to just four hits. Buffalo, two runs on 12 hits, a 2-0 lead, top seven. Pitch to Ramirez. Missed in tight for ball one. Altoona beating AA Binghamton 5-1, top of the eighth. And St. Lucie beat Clearwater 8-2. The 1-0. Ground ball to the shortstop. Rivero to his left a step. Fields and wings it across in time. And Sinclair has faced the minimum through two innings. Middle of seven. Get up and stretch. It's 5-4 Blue Rocks. Wilmington leads Brooklyn in Delaware on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
In a galaxy not so far away, the Brooklyn Cyclones bring you Star Wars Night at Maimonides Park. Come down to Coney Island on August 20th as we celebrate all things Star Wars. The first 1,500 fans will receive an out-of-this-world Star Wars jersey. Plus, we wrap up the night with a post-game lightsaber battle and fireworks at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Well, and Clenny, who had a 1-2-3-6, comes back out for the bottom of the seventh. He and the Brooklyn Cyclones trying to keep it at 5-4. The Wilmington Blue Rocks have the lead, trying to win the series 4 out of 6. Top of the order, fourth time through for the Nationals club. Mendez, Sanchez, and Hassel the third. Lefty-righty-lefty against Michigan native Nolan Clenny. First pitch to Ricardo Mendez. Slider just missed outside for ball one. Clenny been throwing the ball really well, really hard lately. Had a strikeout back in the sixth. The righty's 1-0. Bender swoops in for a strike. 1-1 on number one, Ricardo Mendez. Infield plays the lefty to pull. 1-1. Another breaking ball that stays up and away. Lugo plays well off the line at third, over towards the shortstop spot. Peros is up the middle. Clenny's 2-1. Breaking ball chopped foul at home plate. Mendez a little off balance with that swing. And it's 2-2. Home plate umpire noticed that it was a little bit weird. Went out in front of the plate to try to wipe it down. But Mendez said, I'm good. And he gets in at 2-2. Here comes Clenny's pitch. And the fastball stays up and away for ball three. Clenny coming in at 94 miles an hour. He and Justin Courtney have pitched the most this year. Clenny trying to hold it down. Payoff. Breaking ball fouled at home plate. And Clenny might take it all the way today, of course, depending on how this inning goes and how the Cyclones fare in the eighth. Nolan mostly a one or two inning guy. Payoff outside. So leadoff walk in the seventh. And Mendez aboard. Hudson Valley playing Aberdeen with a half game lead. Has a 3-1 advantage over Aberdeen in the top of the fourth. So they're up a half game on Brooklyn. And every win against Aberdeen pushes Aberdeen down. Here's Sanchez with nobody out. First pitch. Slider grounded towards third. Lugo charges. Fields throws to second for one. Guerrero spins to first. Not in time. Close play, but Sanchez beats it out. Now he's on for his second fielder's choice of the day. Richardson and Hartman have each hit home runs for Hudson Valley. Blaine Abeda on the mound. Aberdeen a little bit quiet today. Here's lefty Robert Hassel, the third. First pitch. Glennie starts him off with a soft one on the outside corner for a strike. So Hudson Valley putting the pressure on the Cyclones and the division yet again. Jersey Shore leads Greensboro 1-0, bottom four. 0-1. Fastball caught on and missed. Strike two. Bowling Green up 4-0 at Winston-Salem, bottom eight. Rome beating up on Asheville 8-2 in the seventh. Greenville and Hickory about to get going. They are a 3-0-5 first pitch. The 0-2 to Hassel. Plenty missed up and away. One ball, two strikes. Six games next week between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Six of the biggest games of the year. 1-2. Breaking ball got him swinging. And Hassel fooled in that hole at bat. Really never comfortable against Clenny. Nolan strikes out his second batter. And Hassel now 0-3 with two strikeouts and a walk. Wilmington 5, Brooklyn 4. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Under that Sunday sunshine, Onyx Vegas stands in. Sun has been shining extra brightly on him today with two hits. Runner at first, Clenny uncorks. And the slider dips off the plate for ball one. Vegas single to right, single to left, both pretty well hit. Drove in one of the four that came in the bottom of the third. 1-0. Slider at the top of the zone, in there for a strike. Those four runs in the third inning where Brooklyn had a 2-0 lead and lost it. Four unearned. 1-1. Strike on the inner half. Luis Rivera has been unhappy with how the pitching has gone this week. And hoping maybe these last few innings, Glennie can hold on. 1-2. Foul back. Oscar Rojas took over for Moreno. He gave up a run in 2 1/3. Three hits, three strikeouts, no walks. On the hook for the loss right now. Vega calls for time with a two-strike count. Sanchez at first. Swazi holding him on. Plenty trying to complete two scoreless. 1-2. Spiked in the dirt. Backhanded by Mena to keep the runner at first. Mena with those very quick reflexes, reaching across his body to his right and picking it off the dirt. Sets up on the outside corner. 2-2. Fastball drilled down the right field line. It is a foul ball. Vega's had a few of those. He's a guy with an on-base percentage at .412. Batting average at .281. And he takes them all. The hard ones, the soft ones, the inside-out swings, and the sharp line drives. He's just a tough player. So just missed a double down the line. Here comes Clenny's 2-2. The fastball bounces, and Mena blocks it again and keeps the runner at first. So three balls and two strikes.
This was one of the highlights of all afternoon. Tribute to my brother and my friends all day.
Sanchez strides off first. Breaks for second. Here's the 3-2, and it's flicked foul back to the screen in front of the first row. Young guy sitting in that front row with a bright yellow L.A. Lakers Kobe Bryant jersey. Chewing on some popcorn. Got a best seat in the house right now. In the sunshine. Payoff again. And it's cracked the other way. Base hit right field. Vega has another three-hit game. Perot goes into second base. And Peroza tried to put the tag on Sanchez, but he's back in safely. So Sanchez took a big wide turn, thinking about going first to third for some reason. The ball was hit in front of Matt Rudick, and Matt picked it up and winged it into second. And Peroza caught it in the grass between the mound and second base and then lunged at Sanchez. But Sanchez got back in safely. So Vega, another 3-for-4 game. And here's Yasiel Antuna. Switch hitter batting left with two outs. Clenny trying to keep it 5-4. Pitch. Slider down and in for ball one. Antuna a walk, then a ground ball RBI and a pop out. 1-0. Foul back towards the sweet level. Ball and a strike. Clenioso close to getting out of this inning. Rocks trying to rally. Antuna sits low in that strong stance. 1-1. Golfed and fouled back for strike two. Vegas at first. Sanchez at second. Wilmington out hitting Brooklyn 8-7 in the finale. Antuna looking for his first base knock. 1-2. Grounded foul the other way. Late swing. Antuna just protecting the plate. And just going kerplunk down the left field line. Swung as late as it gets. Climbs back in. Long pants. And the back of the pants tucked under the back cleat. Keep it pinned to those shoes. Antuna calls for time, so Clenny steps off. Antuna's shadow falls right underneath him, that high Delaware sun. 1-2. Down and in, kicks up chalk. Backhanded by Mena. Two balls, two strikes. Yasiel barely moves that back foot. Rock solid in the batter's box. Just swivels open, swivels closed. And waggles the bat softly. 2-2. Down low. And Antuna has a three-ball, two-strike count. Cyclones have always been careful with Antuna. Even though the numbers are not, you know, knocking the league down. Got to be careful. 3-2, runners go. Pitch caught on a miss, and he got him with a back foot slider. Good choice for Nolan Clenny to trust the stuff and go with the spinner on 3-2. So Clenny strikes out two and strands two. And we go to the eighth. Brooklyn down by a run, 5-4 in Wilmington, facing another new pitcher when we get back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
In the eighth inning, Mario Lison brings in one of his best arms. Wilmington has a 5-4 lead. Cyclones come to the plate now against lefty Jose Ferrer. Ferrer, big lefty, 22 years old from Maimon in the Dominican. A hard-throwing lefty. Faces Peroza Consuegra Mena. First pitch to Jose Peroza. Misses down low, ball one. Ferrer pitching already for the third time in this series. High leverage guy, big arm. Showing you that Lison wants to win this game. 1-0. Peroza sends a high fly into left center field. Mendez and Hassel come together. Hassel makes the call and the catch in the gap. About 10 feet from the track. Now Peroza flies out. Ferrer threw two innings on Thursday night. That was the game that Brooklyn won 7-6 in 12 innings. Had a strikeout, a walk. Gave up an unearned run. Ferrer pitched on Tuesday. And threw an inning in two-thirds. Pitch to Consuegra, cut on and missed. Stanley chases, and it's nothing in one. Ferrer turns the feet, the strike one pitch. Slider down and in, ball and a strike. Big lefty has a 26% strikeout rate, 7% walk rate. Whip at 1-1, foul back. Fastball got up and in, and it's one ball and two strikes. Looks like the Cyclones have Dyson Acosta getting warmed up for the bottom of the eighth. Broken down 5-4. Base is clear, one out. Ferrer's 1-2. Consuegra swings and misses over the soft stuff. So Stanley 1-for-4 with three strikeouts today. And while we talk about Wilmington not striking out very much, Blue Rocks have only fanned six times. Consuegra struck out three times. Broken as a team, five total. Here's Jose Mena with two outs. Ferrer standing cockeye, deals home, and delivers strike one. Cyclones have not had a hit since the fourth inning. Just a walk and a hit batsman against the relievers. The 0-1, ripped in the air to left. This sends Mendez back towards the track, nearing the wall, leaps, and makes the catch on the run. Mena tried to beat Mendez over his head, but couldn't do it. Mena's had some tough luck today, and the Cyclones once again go down in order. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning from Wilmington. It is 5-4 Blue Rocks against a new arm when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
In a galaxy not so far away, the Brooklyn Cyclones bring you Star Wars Night at Maimonides Park. Come down to Coney Island on August 20th as we celebrate all things Star Wars. The first 1,500 fans will receive an out-of-this-world Star Wars jersey. Plus, we wrap up the night with a post-game lightsaber battle and fireworks at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Bottom of the eighth inning in Wilmington. Blue Rocks stroll to the plate with a 5-4 lead. Dyson Acosta comes in out of the bullpen. Dyson has been one of the best out of the pen for Luis Rivera. And right now, trying to buy time. It's been another weird one where you say, where have the bats been? Where's the pitching been for Brooklyn? As they try to salvage a split, be a comeback job if they can do it. Acosta deals his first pitch to Kevin Strohschein. And the righty bangs a ground ball to short. Perosa fields the three-hopper, throws quickly to first, just in time to get Strohschein, who was really gunning down that line. So Dyson throws one pitch and gets Strohschein, who is now 2-for-4. Since Acosta's moved to the bullpen, he's now throwing more games out of the pen than he has as a starter. His starter ERA was 9.93. And his reliever ERA, 1.63 through 12 games. Pitch to Mendoza. Fastball zings across the outside corner. Strike one. 96 miles an hour. That's what Acosta can channel in a short amount of time in relief. 0-1. Fastball ripped up the middle. Ramirez to his right. Fields on one hop. That's a line drive up the gut for Mendoza. His first single. One on, one out, bottom of the eighth. Nolan Clenny just went for two pretty good innings of relief. Struck out three. Walked a batter, gave up a hit. But two scoreless frames on the road in a high leverage spot trying to keep it 5-4, and he did. Here's Cole Daly, lefty batter. Acosta winds and fires. And the pitch hits the inside corner for a strike. Daly, two runs scored today. Single, stolen base, and a reach on E4. From the stretch, Acosta's strike one pitch fades inside, and the count evens. One on, one out. Bottom of the eighth. 1-1 toss. Swing and a miss. That's not fair. Outside corner fastball. Acosta coming in at 95. At a Parezo Barahona in the DR. Acosta, the long-time New York Mets arm. Since 2015. 1-2. Popped him up, but foul. Back and out of play. Third base seats. Arms rise. Nobody makes the catch, though, in the seats. Been a very beautiful Sunday, not too hot. Just nice enough, full cool breeze. Runner goes, pitch hammered, foul down third. And twists out of play over to the picnic area. So Cole Daly handing out some Sunday souvenirs on this series finale. Wilmington next week sets up for six against Jersey Shore. So keep your eye on this stock that could potentially rise. Cyclones get Hudson Valley Tuesday through Sunday. 1-2. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Costa strikes out Daly looking for the second out. So Dyson now one out away. Cyclones will bat in the top of the ninth inning with Swazi, Palmer, and Guerrero chasing at least one. Costa trying to close the book as Yolanda Rivero stands in. Runner at first. Initial offering. Fastball strike at the knees. Nothing in one. And Mena flips the ball to Acosta as those two share a quick word. Make sure they get this right against Rivero. Single in three plate appearances. The two offers for both ground ball outs. Mena sets up off the plate. Costa lunges home and dots the outside corner with a fastball knee high, 95. Strike two. Penn holding it down. Brooklyn has not given up a run since the bottom of the fourth. 0-2. Breaking ball outside. Mena able to block it. One ball, two strikes. Dyson's first year back from Tommy John. Trying to get back in that starter role this year. And I mentioned that ERA close to 10. Did not have it. And that is an understatement. But in relief, he's sort of resurrected that Dyson Acosta reputation. 1-2. Fastball got him swinging. 96 miles an hour on the outside corner. No runs, one hit, one left. Cyclones set themselves up. Down 5-4 as the bullpen and the arms throw four scoreless innings to now say, offense, it is up to you. Brooklyn trying to tie the game or take the lead when we get back. Wilmington try to win the series on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering Baseball You Can Drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering two drinks on the house. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first two drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first two drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get 2 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us.
Here we go to the top of the ninth inning. Cyclones down 5-4 to the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Keith Rad with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. And in the inning, Joe Swazi, Jalen Palmer, Gregory Guerrero. Get ready to take their cuts against lefty Jose Ferrer, who had a 1-2-3-8. Swaz digs in. First pitch from the southpaw. Joe slams it foul down the right field line, soaring out of play. 7 hits today for the Cyclones. Matt Rudick has 2 of them. Swazi got hit by a pitch in his 3 trips. 0-1. Fastball ripped to the gap in right center field. Strohschein over, takes a look towards the wall. It's off the fence. Swaz looking for 2. Strohschein fields, fires in, and Joe is on with a leadoff double. Swazi goes to the gap the other way for a double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. So Joe comes up clutch in the ninth, and he is the tying run with Jalen Palmer at the plate. Looks like Matt O'Neill is in the on-deck circle, so potentially hitting in place of Gregory Guerrero. Of course, Rivera has to make the announcement first. He's kind of just showing O'Neill. But Palmer has a single in 3 trips. Pitch. Farrah dots the inside corner with 95 for strike one. Rocks expecting the bunt. Corners are in. Middle infield back. Cyclones do not bunt very often. 0-1. Palmer swinging away. Takes a low strike two call. Bear shaking a few signs, working with Onyx Vega behind home plate. Nods yes. And the feet come still. 0-2. Palmer takes down and in. Change up for ball one. Farrah threw just 8 pitches in the 8th inning. So plenty in the tank for this ninth to try to get the save. Swazi dancing off second. Nobody out. 1-2. Palmer fouls back the fastball. Redirecting 96. Right back to the net. Palmer a bloop single. That drove in a run. 1-2. Fly foul to the right and out of play. We have not seen a run in this game since the end of the 4th inning. We've had 4 straight frames of zeros. Both bullpens have been pretty stellar. A lot of arms used today for Wilmington. Another 1-2. And Palmer fouls it down the right field line again. Willingham, Candelario, Sinclair, and Farrer so far has posted nothing. At the back end of the game after Mitchell Parker gave up all 4 runs allowed in 3 1/3. Palmer battling, 1-2. Caught on and missed. 97 up. It was at the letters. That's just nasty. Just overpowered him. So 1 out, and Matt O'Neill is pinch hitting for Gregory Guerrero. Swazi has led off the inning with a double. He's at second. Cyclones chose not to bunt, not to take the bat out of Palmer's hands. But Palmer strikes out. So here's O'Neill in the pinch hit situation. Pitch. Drops down and in. Ball one. Matt hitting at 166 in 58 games with an on base of 310 and a 573 OPS. 1-0. Foul back. That was 96 on the outer half. So Guerrero, who had a single, a walk, is pinch hit for. 1-1. O'Neill takes outside. Ball two. Matt Rudick on deck. Matt having an amazing week with 10 hits. Cyclones down 5-4. Looking for the comeback. Farrer's 2-1. O'Neill drives the ball to center. Hassel is back at the track. Hassel at the fence. It is gone. It's a pinch hit, 2-run go-ahead home run to dead center field. Matt O'Neill gives the Cyclones a 6-5 lead in the ninth. 425 feet over the second wall in center field. And Matty O with the at-bat of the season for the Brooklyn Cyclones. 106 miles an hour off the bat. And again, 425. And O'Neill getting just eaten alive as he goes down the steps of the Brooklyn dugout. 96 in, 106 out. Wow. And as that ball was traveling to center, Joe Swazi was leading off second base, had his hands in the air like Rocky at the top step. So here's Rudick with 1 out. Pitch. Strike outside corner, nothing in 1. That is Matt O'Neill's second home run of the year. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Rudick pulled off early on the breaking ball. Nothing in two. Well, Rudick's trying to keep the rally going. He is 2-for-4 with a double. 0-2. Breaking ball in there. Strike three. And Rudick takes on the outside edge. So that's the second out, and here's William Lugo. So Matt O'Neill coming up big. Fair in the full windup. Lugo stands in right side 0-for-4. Jose steps off, didn't like the signs. Here's the first pitch. Now Lugo chops one towards short. Baltimore chop for Rivero. He fields the high hop and throws across. The inning is over. But Matt O'Neill with a dramatic pinch hit, two-run home run to give the Cyclones a 6-5 lead. And Brooklyn now three outs away from victory. Dyson Acosta will be tasked with getting the final three. Wilmington now looking for the comeback. We're back after this on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com. For more information.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
So the Cyclones get a chance to see the bottom of the ninth inning. They have earned that right thanks to Matt O'Neill's pinch hit home run to make it 6-5. And Dyson Acosta trying to get the final three outs and win the game. It's the top of the order for Wilmington, Mendez, Sanchez, and Hassel. Mendez stands in, first pitch. Acosta misses low, ball one. So Guerrero was pulled for O'Neill. So Peroza in this inning goes from short to second, and Newton comes in to play short. The 1-0 rolled over foul to the right. It's a ball and a strike. So certainly O'Neill the hero with a mass job. 425 to straightaway center over both walls. But Joe Swazi doubling in the gap to get the rally started. Costa spins the 1-1. And the changeup, chop foul at home for strike two. Dyson faced four in the eighth. It was a scoreless inning. Struck out two. One, two. Up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Costa is 2-2. Line towards the middle. Newton right there for the catch. So Shervin positioned perfectly. That defensive card, whatever it read for the Cyclones, reads an out. One down in the bottom of the ninth. Six-five Cyclones. Here's Sanchez. Always a dangerous hitter. Costa, full wind, leans back, lunges home, and delivers strike one in the outside corner. High kick, strike one pitch, and Sanchez grounds it foul, running down the third baseline. Sanchez an 0 for 4 day, but has put the ball in play twice and reached on two fielder's choices. Costa deals the 0-2. Big breaking ball up and in, and Sanchez spins out of the way towards the umpire. Drags the bat across the plate, looks out to Dyson, who gets the target from Mena. 1-2. Breaking ball popped in the air to center. Ramirez comes in on it. He's got a beat and makes the catch. One out away from the comeback. It's a perfect Sunday getaway day game where you just have no idea if the runs you're watching are the runs that mean anything towards the outcome. And even now, at two outs in the ninth, we have no idea this is it. Here's Robert Hassel. Brooklyn leads 6-5. Base is empty for the Nationals' number one prospect. Pitch. Chopper foul. Hassel was in center field, running back towards the wall as he watched O'Neill's home run sail over the fence. Hassel trying to extend the game. Acosta's 0-1. That missed low. Robert Hassel, the third, playing in his 10th game. He is without a home run. Hit 10 of them with Fort Wayne when he was with San Diego. 1-1. Down low, ball 2. Jose Mena fires the ball back to Acosta. Got to be careful with Robert Hassel. 2-1. Foul back. That was more heat from Dyson, 2-2. First matchup between these two this afternoon. Acosta now a strike away from the exclamation point. And a series split for Brooklyn. With two outs, the 2-2. Ground ball to third. Lugo fields. Looks to first. Throws across. Game over. Comeback clones. Matt O'Neill, two-run home run in the ninth. And the Cyclones win it 6-5. Brooklyn salvages the split, which you never think you get so pumped up for a split, but you're chasing a division title. This is as big as any. We'll be back to wrap it up from Frawley Stadium when we get back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
In a galaxy not so far away, the Brooklyn Cyclones bring you Star Wars Night at Maimonides Park. Come down to Coney Island on August 20th as we celebrate all things Star Wars. The first 1,500 fans will receive an out-of-this-world Star Wars jersey. Plus, we wrap up the night with a post-game lightsaber battle and fireworks at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Well, what a Sunday it was from Frawley Stadium as we're back to wrap it up for the postgame show. Brooklyn beats Wilmington in come-from-behind fashion 6-5 in a game that featured several lead changes. Cyclones were batting there with their backs against the wall in the ninth inning, and they win it 6-5. Brooklyn goes 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, 5 men left. Wilmington 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and 7 men left on. Dyson Acosta gets the victory. The loss to Jose Ferrer for giving up that home run in the ninth inning. Time of the game, 2 hours and 25 minutes. And the crowd, 2,232. So I'll go back and recap this game that began at 107, Luis Moreno against Mitchell Parker. And while neither starter factored in the decision, They're the ones who gave up all those early runs and got knocked out of the game pretty early. The Cyclones got to Mitchell Parker with two in the top of the third inning. Scoring on Alex Ramirez's two-run, two-strike, two-out, single. And then in the bottom of the inning, Luis Moreno with the wind at his back. He couldn't really do much. Cyclones defense didn't help. Gregory Guerrero made a big error to lead off the inning. And Wilmington kicked the door down for four runs to take the lead. So that is lead change number two in the game. Brooklyn tied it in the fourth, the top of the next inning, with two of their own. When Consuegra and Mena got on to lead the inning, and then Palmer and Rudick drove in a pair of runs, one from Palmer, one from Rudick, to make it 4-4. But as Wilmington does very, 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 very often, they scored immediately and did so in the bottom of the fourth against new pitcher Oscar Rojas. Rojas gave up an RBI single to Ricardo Mendez. And again, both starters did not last long. Moreno knocked out after two and two-thirds, gave up four unearned runs. Mitchell Parker gave up four runs in three and a third. It was a bullpen game. We had nothing across in the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. On the Wilmington side, they were doing their best to hold down a one-run lead. And on the Cyclone side, the bullpen was, you know, giving the offense hopefully enough time to try to get a big swing. And they would get a big swing. In the ninth inning, down 5-4. Cyclones started it off with a Joe Swazi double to the gap in right center against Jose Ferrer. Big lefty throwing 97. Jalen Palmer struck out, and Matt O'Neill pinch hitting for Gregory Guerrero, got a 2-1 pitch out over the plate, 96 miles an hour. Matt O'Neill hit it to straightaway center field, 425 feet into the afternoon, a two-run home run to give Brooklyn a 6-5 lead. And in the bottom of the ninth, Mendez, Sanchez, and Hassel all made out as Dyson Acosta closed the book on Wilmington. So it's a series split for the Cyclones to go to 24-18. Wilmington drops to 20-22. Now, Hudson Valley has taken on Aberdeen today in a big game. Hudson Valley waking up today a half-game lead over Brooklyn. So if they win, everything stays the same. If they lose, Cyclones could be in first place. Well, right now it's 4-2 Hudson Valley leading Aberdeen in the bottom of the sixth. Jersey Shore up 3-0 on Greensboro. And in the south, Rome, who is in first place, is demolishing Asheville 13-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Greenville up 3-0 on Hickory, bottom two, and the lone final. Bowling Green beat Winston-Salem 4-2. Mets affiliates today, Low A St. Lucie 1, beating Clearwater in the series finale. Sneaking by those guys 8-2 with eight runs over the last five innings. Double A Binghamton, quiet today, lost to Altoona 6-1. Gave up four home runs to the Pittsburgh affiliate. And in Syracuse, Buffalo shut out the Syracuse Mets 2-0. A big club, parent club up big on Philly 6-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning. And today it was a day for Chris Bassett, who so far has given up nothing over five. Five great innings. He's out. Trevor Williams now in. Zach Wheeler gave up a home run. The Mets had some big performances. Mark Canna's driven in a run. Luis Guillorme, James McCann, and Daniel Vogelback homered to push the lead to 6-0. So a big club winning. Cyclones winning today, and Brooklyn has the bus ride later on this afternoon, the off day tomorrow, and then the huge series with Hudson Valley starting Tuesday. We play 7 o'clock Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 o'clock Saturday, and 2 o'clock on Sunday. So six biggies from Maimonides Park. First pitch at 7, 6:40 pregame show. Back on MILB.TV and, of course, the Brooklyn Cyclones radio network. So that does it from Wilmington for 2022. Cyclones are not back here. Wilmington will be back in Coney, the last homestand of the year from August into September. But it's a series split as Brooklyn wins the finale 6-5. That does it from Frawley Stadium. Have a wonderful Sunday. We'll see you again on Tuesday night. My name is Keith Radd, and as always, see you at that next.